WTAW News Time is 6:05. It's 73 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Molly Maids, a clean you can trust. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Progress continues on two possible charter elections this November in Bryan.
Petition signatures were dropped off at Bryan City Hall yesterday by the group Citizens for Bryan. They want three changes. Drawing the most attention is banning relatives of council members from being hired or appointed to city positions. About 1,400 signatures need to be certified for each of the proposed questions to be considered by voters. City Council would have to order the election by August 18th to meet local requirements. Another group's hoping the council will submit their charter change request without submitting petition signatures. Mayor Jason Bienski and Councilman Art Hughes placed on the agenda for tonight's meeting the request from Partners for a Better Bryan. They want all Bryan voters to select all members of the council while keeping five single-member districts. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
In 2 weeks, the Bryan School Board will finalize what is now a $132 million bond issue for voters to consider this November. More changes were announced by administrators during a workshop Monday. Superintendent Tommy Wallace says that includes a new three-story Stephen F. Austin classroom building between the gym and Civic Auditorium. That will free up consolidating administrative offices in the present SFA building.
Our biggest complaint from our teachers and our administrators and our employees is that we have no meeting space in our district. And so as you add to what the builders and all of them have said, you're looking at roughly 2,000 square feet of extra square footage at SFA.
The board also heard Solros Elementary will have a $16 million makeover that Dr. Wallace says will turn that campus into basically a new school. Anson Jones Elementary will get a $5.5 million facelift, and Milam Elementary will become the new home of the Mary Catherine Harris Alternative School. Discussion will continue during a financial workshop scheduled for next week, and a vote is expected during the board's next regular meeting on the 21st. The Brazos County Commission has filed a lawsuit against a Washington, D.C. area corporation that has gone out of business before finishing new computer software for the local criminal justice system.
There's no question that they breached the contract, so I think we'll win the lawsuit. I don't know whether they'll have anything once we win it. I don't know what kind of assets they're going to have, but we're going to go that route first.
County Judge Dwayne Peters says AMCAD was paid $2.6 million. In addition to the lawsuit, the county is looking into whether they can collect from a $3 million errors and omission policy signed by AMCAD. The company was supposed to replace the county's 14-year-old software connecting records for law enforcement, courts, and prosecutors. Peters says support for the current system will continue for another year and a half. The judge also says department heads met Monday, and during this morning's commission meeting, a committee will be formed to consider future options. WTAW News Time is 6:08. It's 73 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Molly Maids, a clean you can trust. We'll have more news at 6:30 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert. News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Do you have some fun planned this summer? A wish list of things to do? If you call the cleaning pros at Molly Maid, you'll have time to chase fun in the sun. Trust your home to the cleaning company that cares. Molly Maid has been taking care of homes just like yours for more than 30 years. Molly Maid gives you a clean you can trust and friendly customer service. So what are you waiting for? Call today at 693-7700. That's 693-7700. Or visit us on the web at mollymaid.com.
Summer is here, and your friends at AeroFit want to remind you it's time to get swimsuit fit. With swimming pools, summer camp and swim lessons, 24-hour express options, plus the new Longmire location, AeroFit has five locations to better serve you and your family this summer. Plus, with AeroFit's elite training staff, you can get on a safe and healthy path to fitness. Call today and find out how AeroFit's personal training staff can get you in the shape you've always wanted at a price you can afford.
Call, click, or come by today, or look us up on the web at AeroFitClubs.com and get yourself started on the path to a happier, healthy you. Join today and your body will thank you later.
It's 6:09. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way. With the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Sunshine will be rather prevalent today, and that'll lead to temperatures getting to 95 degrees this afternoon. We could see a shower or a thunderstorm pop up this afternoon. Skies will turn clear tonight. Lows will be near 75. More sun for tomorrow with an afternoon high around 95. A thunderstorm may pop up tomorrow afternoon. Clear tomorrow night, lows 75 to 80. Thursday will be partly sunny with a chance of a shower or a thunderstorm and a high around 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, Texas A&M is once again defending his 12th man trademark, and it was a win, by the way. I'll tell you what all went into that and all the details, as well as one of the basketball players for Texas A&M is going to be going abroad, spreading the love of basketball all over the world, and I'll tell you where he's going, as well, of course, as the Rangers and Astros met up last night. The battle of the worst, pretty much.
Hey,
and all that more coming up in sports.
There you go. What if they played a baseball game and nobody cared?
Well, you know, people do care. I cared for the first couple of innings, and then I turned.
After that, you go, well, if I wanted to watch good baseball, I wouldn't be here, right?
Yeah.
All right, so mid-90s and mid-70s. We're really kind of getting locked in now, and the heat index over 100 for the next couple of days. The winds are dying back. That's the reason it's not going to be as comfortable out there. So, but, again, it's July. We're approaching mid-July, and we've had a fairly good break, so we'll see what happens.
Having a heat wave.
You know what? A 58-year-old, we don't sing here. a 58-year-old London man had agonizing skin grafts to remove his teenage tattoos, okay?
Okay.
Only to spend $26,000 to have them redone all over his face.
Wait, whoa, huh?
Yeah, really. Keith Gordon blames the impulse to ink himself on extreme OCD, which has seen him change his appearance radically several times over the decades. As a teen, he was kind of a skinhead thing before transitioning into your long-haired, tattooed, heavy metal headbanger. Then he cut off his hair and had all his ink removed with the skin grafts so that he could start a white-collar career as an administrator. Now he's gone full circle. He's back to tattooing his body, even his eyelids.
Yeah, it's like 75% ink on his face.
Well, I don't know if you can get a real great job with ink all over your face, but apparently he's got one if he can afford all that.
Well, and that's the other thing I have always wondered. And I have no idea. I guess if I cared enough, I'd go down and ask Frito what all that stuff costs. But, you know, the more intricate the ink, that does cost money. And,
right.
It's definitely an art that you get what you pay for.
Yeah, and so, the whole idea of disposable income, I guess, is that you can dispose of it as you see fit. But
$26,000 isn't real. I guess to some people it's disposable, but geez.
I know. Well, that's again. That means that he's got to have living expenses above and beyond that $26,000. And how does that work? I mean, do they pay it out on time? Do you get the work done and then you pay for that, and then you come back for more later? I mean, do they have an easy financing program? I mean, I've never heard how they get all that. Do they automatically draft out of your account?
I imagine there's a lot of cash up front.
Well, yeah.
And my understanding, it's often contract work, and you're expected to tip based on...
What?
Well,
based on how good it is.
Mm-hmm.
Really? Well,
if they meet your expectations, apparently the tip... I mean, you should really ask Frito about this. He was the first one who told me, oh, yeah, if you don't tip, they'll make sure your next one isn't so good.
I was going to say,
whoops.
Talk about blurred lines.
Oh, I didn't know the needle went that deep. Sorry.
We got a lot of information.
Oh, I'm sorry. The phone rang, and I kind of off in your arm there, but... What do you mean I misspelled her name? Maybe you should have tipped me out of spelling it right.
It was mom.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, what could you get wrong with that? Okay?
The Hispanic Forum of Bryan College Station invites you to the 16th Annual Scholarship Gala, Saturday, July the 19th, at the Brazos Center, featuring Emilio Navaira.
South of the border. Down Mexico way.
Emilio.
A pretty girl, a desert island. If we were shipwrecked and she was mine.
With special guest Raulito. Also Ricardo Castillon y La Diferencia. Doors open at 6. Tickets available at Al's Formalwear, Manuel and Teresa's School of Hair Design, Casa Rodriguez, VIP Bridal, and the law offices of Rodriguez and Jambert. All proceeds of the gala go to graduating seniors of Bryan College Station. The Hispanic Forum Scholarship Gala, underwritten by Central Texas ENT.
Quisiera que regrese. It's 6:15. It was supposed to say mom. Why does it say mo?
Or
mom. All right, here we go. It's Tuesday. It's day 17. We got it's day 189. We got 176 to go. It's July the 8th. It's video games day.
Oh.
Well, are you a gamer? I don't
know. You know, I really am not nearly as bad as some of my buddies. Every now and
now,
then.
Now, wait a minute. Yeah, okay. We can always find somebody who's that guy.
Yeah.
I'm not as crazy as he is.
I really don't play it that much. Every now and then, I'll get like a hankering and I'll just kind of play it for a couple of days. I mean, you know, quite a bit.
Yeah.
And then I'll move on to something else. So.
Okay, so, I mean, now, So does that mean you sit down and you go for like 2 hours, or you do it three times within a 24-hour period, about an hour each, or how do you do it?
Probably more than 2 hours at a time.
Oh, I mean, I mean,
geez,
come on,
Scott, you can't even finish a couple of levels
really?
In just 2 hours.
Golly, how silly!
At least not with me. But,
yeah, well, all I had was Space Invaders and Pac-Man, yeah. So it's just you know,
or Pong,
Asteroids, Pong. Yeah,
the last console I got was a Wii, but I got tired of it telling me, "Ha ha ha! Looks like you gained another pound."
Oh, yeah, you love that
so
kind of feedback.
So quit that one.
Anyway, so it is. It's Video Games Day. And there is obviously tons of money in that business. It's Math 2.0 Day.
Fuzzy math?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I'll maybe look that up. And it's Milk, Chocolate, and Almonds Day.
Ooh, I like that too.
Might
give me a milk, chocolate, almond.
Is that the Almond Joy? Is that right? Has milk, chocolate, and almonds? Is that right?
Almond Joy's got coconut in it.
Yeah,
it
does.
Yeah,
you're
not a coconut.
I'm thinking of those little baseball bars that the Little Leaguers sell.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah.
each square had an almond in it.
Yeah.
Guaranteed.
Yeah, exactly, yeah, I got a guaranteed almond. All right, for birthdays.
For birthdays today, Jaden Smith is turning 16. Of course, Will Smith's son has been in a ton of movies, really, with his dad. Sophia Bush is turning 32, One Tree Hill. Mm-hmm. Milo Ventimiglia.
You're kidding me.
Ventimiglia, 37. He played... Peter Petrelli on Heroes and Rocky's son on Rocky Balboa, the latest one. Musical artist Beck is turning 44 today. Not Glenn Beck, but the musical artist.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Weatherly is turning 46.
And this guy, I mean, you know who he is.
Right.
He's the number two guy on NCIS. And he doesn't make, well, nobody makes as much money as Mark Harmon. He makes as much money as God. But, I mean, you know, this has been a... It's a pretty interesting show. They've done, what, 250, 300 shows? They're well into syndication. They're all making tons of money. Tons of money. But and I think, have you ever seen him do anything else?
He was in Dark Angel.
Okay.
I didn't really watch that much.
He did some other work. Okay. Right.
But interesting fact, just side note real quick, Mark Harmon was a quarterback at UCLA, and his dad won the Heisman Trophy at Michigan.
You're
so
right.
So there you go.
Yeah.
Correct me if I'm
getting this wrong. You want to know the story? Let me tell you a real quick story. Tom Harmon was a broadcaster. I mean, he broadcast in radio and television. And so he won the Heisman Trophy. He was friends with Glenn Davis, who won the Heisman Trophy when he played for the U.S. Military Academy. Okay,
mm-hmm.
And they became were friends. And so the Davises came out to see Tom Harmon and his wife. And they walked in, and there's Tom Harmon's Heisman Trophy, you know, on the bookcase. And his wife turned to Glenn Davis and said, "See, everybody's got one of those." True story.
Nice to say that.
Yeah, it would. Okay, anyway.
Correct me, Billy Crudup?
Yeah, that's him. Crudup, I think.
Yeah, 46. I know who he is, but of course he was in Watchmen, Almost Famous. Marcus Chong, Tommy's kid, is turning 47. He played Tank in The Matrix, and then not much else since then. Excuse me, getting all choked up. Toby Keith is turning 53 today, so everybody is happy about that. Let's all sing Red Solo Cup together. Kevin Bacon is turning 56.
Uh-huh.
Still looks pretty good for 56. Angelica Houston is turning 63. And the great Jeffrey Tambor is turning 70 today.
Outstanding Jeffrey Tambor, yeah. Have Arrested Development and so many other things.
He's been in a ton of movies.
Yeah. Steve Lawrence, you probably wouldn't know who he is. He's 79. And Raffi. The kid singer. He's 66 years old today.
Holy cow.
Not a kid anymore.
Apples and Bononos.
Yeah, that's right. Well, Wolfgang Puck is 65 today. So there you go. Have a little food on him. All right, it's 6:19.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
So two-thirds of the American people disapprove of the president's handling of immigration. Now, over 100,000 minors now are expected to arrive here in the U.S. in the coming year, and many accuse Obama and the administration of actively encouraging these illegal crossings. Joe Arpaio, the sheriff in Arizona, is accusing the administration of intentionally dumping illegal immigrants in his state as retribution for its attempt to uphold immigration law. We're now seeing a humanitarian crisis unfold. Disease, scabies, chickenpox, all spread throughout these cramped centers where thousands of illegal immigrants are being held. And attempting to stem the tide, Obama told the president of Mexico that these immigrants won't qualify for legalized status, and that includes children. Too little, too late, don't you think?
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The price of gas was really taking its toll on my wallet.
Oh, hey, Shelley.
So, to save some money, I've started taking the bus that sort of goes by my office.
Mom, stop talking. You're embarrassing me.
Did I mention it's my daughter's school bus? There, I just did. Hey, a penny saved.
Stop. Stop it.
Penny earned.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to GEICO.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Fleas. If you've seen one, you haven't seen them all. Hi, I'm Bobby Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. You don't have to have a pet to have fleas in your yard. But if you do have a pet and fleas in your yard, it's only a matter of time until they're inside too. Call ABC and we'll eliminate the fleas wherever they are. And we'll do it in a manner that's environmentally friendly. For flea service, call ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
This commercial is about high-speed internet. If you have high-speed internet and you are happy with your service, then you don't need to listen. If you're unhappy with your service, don't have high-speed internet, or can't get high-speed internet, then this commercial is for you. Starfire has high-speed internet available virtually anywhere, virtually everywhere. Whether you live in the country, city, or anywhere in between, Starfire Satellite can provide you with the high-speed internet you've been looking for. With several different packages to choose from, Starfire can help you find the right one for your home or business. Call Starfire at 776-2215. That's 776-2215. Or 1-800-432-DISH. That's 1-800-432-DISH. Call today and start surfing the web at high speed tomorrow. Call Starfire at 776-2215 or 1-800-432-3474 for details.
Where's the best place to store my stuff?
Welcome to Metro Mini Storage. Our storage sizes range from small to enormous. Metro Mini Storage is completely gated with a dual security system. There are climate and non-climate controlled units. Plus, you get the use of a free truck when you move in. Metro Mini Storage on Texas Avenue at Deacon and College Station next to Burger King. Metro Mini Storage. Call 695-8800 or online at metroministorage.net.
Truck drivers needed. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. If you long for the open road, trucking companies have job openings. The Wall Street Journal says the nationwide truck driver shortage continues. Many of the jobs pay well. They don't require expensive degrees, yet they can go unfilled for months. It is just another example of how the skills and goals of unemployed workers don't always mesh with employers' needs. The Federal Reserve says more than 4 million borrowers who were due money from a settlement with big banks over improper mortgage practices and wrongful foreclosures have received received just over $3 billion in cash. 13 banks were involved in the settlement. United Airlines will outsource the jobs of more than 600 gate agents and baggage handlers at a dozen airports around the country. It's a cost-cutting move by the carrier. Stock market futures are a little bit lower this morning after the market lost some ground yesterday. Analysts say investors turned cautious ahead of earnings reporting season. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
TrueCar.com is changing car buying forever. Yes, every day, TrueCar users receive negotiation-free guaranteed savings. Some features not available in all states. TrueCar users save an average $3,078 off MSRP. When you're ready to buy a car, go to TrueCar.com and find out what others paid for the car you're looking for. Then register at TrueCar to see upfront pricing information and lock in your savings. Third step is simple. Just print out your TrueCar savings certificate and take it to the TrueCar certified dealer. Visit TrueCar.com today. That's TrueCar.com.
Are you one of the 37 million Americans with student loan debt? If so, pay attention to this important announcement. Broadsword Student Advantage has free information on how you may be able to reduce your monthly payment and potentially have your remaining student loan balance completely forgiven. You heard correctly. You could potentially have your federal student loan completely forgiven. Call for free information at 800-210-6779. That's 800-210-6779. 800-210-6779. 800-210-6779.
The Dow Jones Money Report is brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com. Suddenlink has business solutions that can make your company run more smoothly, give you some fixed costs so you know exactly what your bottom line is, and may very well enhance the way that your office environment is enjoyed. For instance, business television. This keeps employees and customers informed and entertained, and unlike satellite, you don't have to worry about any bulky equipment. And also, the service is reliable even in bad weather. There's programming for everybody, whether it's news or weather or sports or entertainment. And more as you go into businesses, especially if you have to wait in line, you see that they have the television on right there. And, of course, with the World Cup, that got people, you know, kind of ginned up and excited about that. But there are a lot of businesses that have that all the time, and chances are it's from Suddenlink. They also have commercial-free music channels, which obviously can increase the welcoming surroundings to your business. So all of that is available for you as a business customer. And this, too, new customers get workplace 8-meg internet and unlimited business-class phone for under $100 a month. Plus, business-class phone lines are available for $29.95 each. Suddenlink professionals live and work right here to help you out to make sure that your service is exactly what you want. So call Chad Cowan at 595-2413, 595-2413. He'll provide you with a business solution perfect for your business and at the right price, or you can also visit suddenlinkbusiness.com for more information.
Aggies, did you know almost everything is recyclable thanks to the local efforts of our very own Brazos Valley Recycling? This little-known company is quietly helping Aggies take the lead in going green by recycling what's discarded on campus, helping A&M keep over 194 tons out of the landfill. Locally owned, Aggie values driven, Brazos Valley Recycling is an advanced state-certified center, keeping our town and campus cleaner, greener, and more energy efficient. BrazosValleyRecycling.com.
628, good morning. Here's our weather. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Pretty brief and complete. That is a high temperature in the mid-90s, heat index about 101 or so. Low temperature will be in the mid-70s, and a slight chance of showers. We'll continue that all through the week. Right now, 94% relative humidity, winds from the east at 3, mostly cloudy skies, and it's 75.
For the first time in history, many adults in our country lack the very basic ability to do something that is absolutely essential. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up. Brought to you by Opus. Good times await you with the new Opus season. Get all the season info and order your single and season tickets now at mscopus.org. If you have a lot of credit card debt, let me ask you something. What if there was a way for you to once and for all get out of debt? I mean, really get out of debt without a lot of hassle and no huge fees. Well, there is. You see, Family Financial Education Foundation, a nonprofit agency, has a program that can lower your payments, lower your interest rates, stop the collection calls, and get you out of debt.
And Family Financial will do all the work. They'll negotiate with your creditors. They'll handle everything. All you have to do is call to get things started. There's no obligation. Remember, they're a nonprofit agency. There's no hard sell here. Just great advice and friendly service. If all that debt is weighing heavy on you, let Family Financial lift the burden. Call today, 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. Family Financial has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt. Call 877-789-4173. Not available in all states. The obsession we have with staying young in our culture has had an interesting and perhaps less than desirable consequence.
We have, unfortunately, suggested to people that growing up and having responsibilities is not the better part of life, that being free and loose is really what makes life fun to live.
Psychologist Dr. Sonia Friedman, author of the book Take It From Here, says for the first time in history, adults today lack a very basic ability.
The ability to grow up, which means getting older gracefully, and it's not a point of accepting anything. It's a point of having a youthful attitude about life, but not behaving like a child.
Dr. Friedman believes this inability to grow up that so many younger people have has not worked well, especially for women.
And women today really have less power because they've reduced themselves to a lot of the common denominators that we used to see as the worst characteristics of men.
And those characteristics often show themselves in women's desire to find a man.
Women come to feel that the more clothes they take off, the sexier they attempt to be, the more they whip their hair around, that is what really attracts men. You know, years ago, women held themselves out as ladies. They felt it was more important for them to be sexy in bed, not necessarily out on the street. All of that reversal of that has really not worked well for women and hasn't worked well for men.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
Good times await you with the new Opus Family Series. Order your family season tickets now and see these two events for only $56. The National Acrobats of the People's Republic of China performing Cirque Peking and Jack Hanna's Into the Wild Live. The Opus Family Series is sponsored by Chick-fil-A Aggieland and South College Station, Primrose School of College Station, and Opus Encore. Season and single tickets on sale now. Call 845-1234.
WTAW News Time is 6:32. It's 73 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Mara Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where their vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to maraeyecenter.com for more information. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Bryan school board members heard more changes to a proposed bond issue during a workshop Monday. That includes the future of three elementary schools. Superintendent Tommy Wallace says that includes almost $16 million at Sol Ross.
You're getting a brand new elementary school, in essence, at Sol Ross. 11 classrooms, two sets of student restrooms, addition to the cafeteria, demolish and construct a new 100, 200, 300, and 400 wing, construct new staff restrooms, and the new gym.
Anson Jones, which was initially slated to be repurposed, will remain in elementary with a $5.5 million facelift.
If you've been in Anson Jones Elementary School, you know it's a 400-yard hallway. And so basically what we're talking about here is moving the office area to the middle to make it more centrally located for everyone, and then construct a new corridor next to the gymnasium because it's rotted and it's not good.
Milam Elementary would become the new home of the Mary Catherine Harris Alternative School.
You could put your GED in one area, DAP in another area. You could put A-plus and computer classes in another area. There's room for our 8-plus, not A-plus, but 8-plus. Later on, when we try to move our 8th graders that are overaged, we can try to move them over there as well.
The board will continue discussion during a financial workshop next week, which is slated to act the 21st to ask voters to approve in November what is now a $132 million bond issue. For the second time in 3 months, the Bryan City Council is being asked to let voters decide a proposed change to the city charter without submitting petition signatures.
Tonight's council agenda includes a proposal that would ask voters in December to allow all city voters to elect all single-member district council members. Mayor Jason Bianski and Councilman Art Hughes placed the item on the agenda on behalf of Partners for a Better Bryan. In April, the council rejected a similar request from Councilman Al Sines and Rafael Pena. They supported three proposed charter changes promoted by the group Citizens for Bryant. Yesterday, representatives dropped off their petitions for certification. Citizens for Bryant wants to ban relatives of council members from being hired or appointed to city positions, ban council members from considering items presented by campaign donors of more than $250, and ban council members from mentioning their position when campaigning for other political candidates. About 1,400 signatures need to be certified to place each question on the November ballot. To meet local requirements, the council has until August 18th to order the charter elections. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It has become more time-consuming and expensive for Brazos County to replace what is now a 14-year-old computer software system connecting local courts, law enforcement, and prosecutors. A Washington, D.C.-based company suddenly went out of business, leaving many governments in a lurch.
Now, they told us when this all kind of blew up about a month ago that it looked like that they had oversold and underperformed, but even at that time, we didn't think that they would, you know, pull this, you know, and actually go out of business, because it still looked like it should be, at some point, should be profitable for them.
Brazos County Judge Dwayne Peters says a breach of contract lawsuit was filed Monday against AMCAD seeking the recovery of $2.6 million. AMCAD was not required to post a performance bond, but agreed to a $3 million errors and omission policy. Peters says even if the county recovers the money, it doesn't help replacing the outdated software. College Station police arrested a Bryant man Monday for assaulting a disabled person May 1st at Central Park. 18-year-old Kay on Searcy is accused of injuring the 18-year-old victim, who functions at the level of a first grader due to a number of medical conditions. Searcy was at an unrelated court proceeding when he was arrested on the new charge. Investigators say more arrests and charges are possible. The days of waiting weeks for tuberculosis test results may soon be over.
The new test is touted to be quicker, cheaper, and more accurate than current TB tests. Dr. Jeffrey Cirillo at A&M's Health Science Center College of Medicine worked with researchers at Stanford University to come up with a new test. Currently, TB tests take weeks to get a diagnosis.
It takes about 10 minutes for the test to get results, and we're thinking about 30 minutes total for technician time.
Now comes the validation of what could be the next generation of TB tests.
And that'll probably be done in hundreds of laboratories on thousands of different patients. So it'll take about 18 months.
Tuberculosis is one of the world's deadliest diseases. Chuck Schechter, TSN News.
In 1990, President George H.W. Bush signed into law the Americans with Disabilities Act. Monday, the Bush Library received one of the largest private collections of memorabilia and artifacts related to the history of the disability rights and independent living movement in the United States. The collection belonged to Professor Lex Fridan of the University of Texas, who was among the leaders in developing the ADA. Fridan is now leading a national research study to evaluate the impact of the ADA and to identify population group disparities related to employment, transportation, housing, and community living. WTAW News Time is 6:37. It's 73 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More news at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. If you are experiencing blurred vision driving at night, glare and halos around lights, you may have a cataract. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564. At Mar Eye Center, we appreciate and thank you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
It's the most advanced technology available. Engineered with over 200 million sensory receptors, its all-terrain design is beautifully formed, weather-resistant, reliable, astonishingly high performance in even the most challenging of circumstances. And it is also the finest search technology in the world. There's nothing else quite like a search dog. Be part of the search. Go to searchdogfoundation.org
to see how you can help.
Cruzy Village is a retirement community located among the Blue Bonnets in Brenham. Active seniors can choose from living in a cottage or in the senior apartments. LaRoche Manor offers assisted living with a memory care center and full private rooms. For seniors needing long-term care, Cruzy Village offers a skilled nursing center with full service in and outpatient rehabilitation. Before you decide on where to spend your golden years, visit us in Brenham. Lunch tours, including Bluebell ice cream, can be made by calling 979-830-1996. See how wonderful life can be at Cruzy Village.
Companies that need to be at the center of the biotech revolution are choosing Aggieland Business Park as the place to start or grow their business. Just a mile past the airport on FM 60, Aggieland Business Park offers affordable build-to-suit options with quick access to the biotech corridor and the high-speed fiber your business needs to stay competitive. Whether it's an executive office suite or an acre under one roof, don't waste time looking for an old building that might fit your needs. Call Jim Jett today at 571-4341 or click on AggielandBusinessPark.com.
640, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by your number one Kubota dealer. That's Norman G. Tractor, voted best in the Brazos for 12 straight years. Norman G. Tractor.
Another sunny, warm day across the region with temperatures approaching 95 this afternoon. We'll see whether or not we can get an isolated thunderstorm this afternoon. It'll become clear tonight. Lows will be near 75. Sun tomorrow, the risk of an afternoon thunderstorm. Highs up around 95. Clear tomorrow night, 75 to 80. Thursday is going to be partly sunny. There could be a shower or a thunderstorm Thursday afternoon. Temperatures are going to be around 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, we're going to be talking about Texas A&M once again having to defend that 12th man trademark. I'll tell you exactly what all went on in that and the details, as well as the Texas A&M men's basketball player is ready to hit the road, actually more like the plane. He's going to be traveling down to the Philippines to be doing a kind of a goodwill thing that they're doing with basketball teams. That would be really cool. And the TCL All-Star Game is tonight. All that more coming up in sports.
Okay, and we got 7-on-7 this weekend. Is that right?
Yeah, yeah. From what I understand, they will be in town. Mm-hmm. And
should be some high school athletes of some note there.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. So I don't know if you've heard, there seems to be some undocumented people coming into the United States across our southern borders. I don't know if you've heard about that or not.
So, yeah, something about that.
Yeah, been some news. Major Garrett at the National Journal reports that President Obama, through executive orders, could essentially grant amnesty to up to 6 million illegal aliens. That could be accomplished by expanding an order that he signed back in June of 2012 for the so-called Dreamers. That executive action essentially lifted the threat of prosecution and deportation for about 670,000 illegals, those older than 15 and younger than 31, who were brought to U.S. America before their 16th birthday. And the White House again said yesterday that most of those unaccompanied minors flooding across the border would likely be deported. He had his fingers crossed behind his back when he said that. It's a King's X deal. If those children do not have a legal basis for remaining in this country, and as I mentioned, it's unlikely that those children will be likely to qualify for humanitarian relief, they'll be sent home. Once again, he was doing King's X. So they've got some facilities already set up around the country, and the media and members of Congress want to go see these. And so the Fed said, yeah, we got one at Fort Sill up in Oklahoma. You can go look at that. Oh, but by the way, no recording devices allowed for the reporters. No questions from the reporters permitted during the tour. No interaction with the staff or the children. No on-site interviews with HHS staff before or after the tour. No photos of the facilities. Photographs will be provided you by HHS.
That's scary.
Yes, it is. So, yeah, you can come look at it, but you can't take pictures. And if you want some pictures, we'll get you the pictures. And you can't talk to anybody about it. But aside from that, we'll let you see anything you want to see.
You got to wonder what's going on there if they're not going to let...
Yeah.
It's not state-controlled media. It's state-authorized media.
Yes. And again, limited numbers. They're limiting the numbers there. So I don't know if you've heard, Barack Obama will be arriving tomorrow in Austin.
Awesome. The president's coming.
Yeah. Rick's not going to be there to meet him.
That's what I heard. Yeah, I heard that.
Governor's office. He was invited. He was invited to meet him on the tarmac and shake hands and or fist bump or, you know, whatever they want to do there. But in a letter that was sent on Monday, he basically said thanks but no thanks. Instead, Perry suggested that the two meet privately to discuss the children. In the letter, quote, "I appreciate the offer to greet you at Austin Bergstrom Airport, but a quick handshake on the tarmac will not allow for a thoughtful discussion regarding the humanitarian and national security crisis enveloping the Rio Grande Valley in South Texas. I would instead offer to meet with you at any time during your visit to Texas for a substantive meeting to discuss this critical issue."
I know when we're talking about political optics that anything President Obama does to acquiesce to Governor Perry, it's going to make him look weak in the eyes of, and that's just the way I understand that politics works. But it needs to happen. He needs to talk to someone other than the people in his circle and just figure out what's going on, because I don't think he has a clue. And if he does, he's being... I don't even want to say it.
Well, what I would... Maybe he goes to Arizona and looks at their board. I don't care.
Talk to Jan Brewer.
That's fine. But you're exactly right. Because, you know, he's going to be hobnobbing and drinking wine and champagne and eating, you know, canapes and horse d'oeuvres in Dallas and Austin while this thing is really going on.
Well, and Representative Cuellar even said, please, come to the border. Check it out.
Well, matter of fact, there was a guy from Arizona who's a Democrat who said the exact same thing, you know. It's time for you to come and look at this and see what this is all about.
And I really don't see what, other than just being put in that kind of position, you know, but it's not like he's just going to get, you know, stuff thrown at him if he goes down there.
Oh, no, my deal.
It's
not
like
at all.
It really doesn't seem like that big a deal, even if, you know, it is kind of a controversial topic as far as what's happened in his presidency. You know, it doesn't seem like it would be that hard just to go down there and just go check it out.
I think it speaks to the arrogance of the man. I really do. Because here's what's going to happen. This is going to end up having a real true impact on hundreds of communities. Now, I figure Hawaii and Alaska won't get any, but most of the lower 48 will end up with some of these kiddos.
Right.
And, you know, that's a pretty generalized situation that people will become aware of, and for him to not make a presence to show his concern, or at least wanting to garner information, and you know he's not going to get any information. I mean, we know that.
And you were talking about the arrogance part of it. You think it's more of just a staring contest between him and Perry, and he doesn't want to be the first one to blink?
As Patrick said, he doesn't want to show that he's acquiescing to what the governor of Texas would want, because he's a Republican, and that's fine. But just go someplace and look at it. You really should. But again, I don't think he's listening this morning. I didn't hear the thing, you know.
Hoppy Bridge is an Aggieland tradition, serving their mouthwatering food for over 20 years to the folks of the Brazos Valley. And they want to invite you to enjoy a burger that you've come to know and love, which has been named Best of the Brazos for over a decade. And enjoy their award-winning goodness with $1.75 drafts all day, every Wednesday at both locations. Hoppy Bridge, serving Aggieland the best big burger in town for over two decades, on Harvey and Welburn, both in College Station.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
We gardeners haven't had an easy time of it these past 10 or 15 years across Texas. We've seen record droughts, and recent trends haven't looked all that much better. We're heading into the end of the summertime. It's a good time to detail some of the ways that we misuse the water that we do have. It's a very critical message. We need to be thinking about it. It's our hope that we can save water and our critical plants in the process. These mistakes get my votes as our biggest errors of all. I'll be back with details right after this message. It's very important that you fertilize during the summer months when southern grasses are growing actively. They're warm season grasses. They need the nutrients now. Scott's Green Max Southern Lawn Fertilizer is an ideal summer food because of its 2-in-1 formulation. Its high nitrogen content strengthens your grass during the summer, and the added iron is an essential minor element that enhances the natural greening. Green Max contains slow-release nitrogen for even feeding, so it won't burn your lawn, and that's guaranteed. Apply Scott's Green Max lawn fertilizer anytime to any grass type for a thick, healthy lawn and quick green-up. You can feed every 8 to 10 weeks for the best lawn. In fact, well-fed lawns endure the heat and drought of summer better than lawns that are underfed. You'll find all Scott's products at your local Lowe's store. This week at Lowe's, purchase both Scott's Green Max and Ortho's Bug Be Gone. You'll save 20% off the regular retail price. Go to Scotts.com for more information. That's Scott's Green Max Southern Lawn Fertilizer. So what are some of the common ways that gardeners misuse water? Well, I think we misinterpret the guidelines. When our cities tell us that we must cut way back on our watering, there are those among us who read that to say we shouldn't water at all. No city wants to look like the Sahara. Water prudently if you're allowed, but do water to save the critical plants. We fail to prioritize. Some plants are much more difficult and expensive to replace. You need to decide which are the most important to your landscape and then take steps to nurture them through. It may involve hauling gray water to them, or at least it will mean that they get those gallons you do use outdoors. Smaller shrubs with shallower root systems are at the top of that list. Without supplemental irrigation of some sort, they'll die within the first several weeks of water curtailments. So will ground covers. You hate to watch a 5-year-old bed of Asian jasmine die for lack of $5 worth of water applied a few times over the summer. By comparison, large shade trees and Bermuda turf can usually stand the abuse without serious harm. You simply have to decide which plants are expendable and which plants aren't, which are most vulnerable. We never change our settings on our sprinkler systems. That one amazes me. The installer put the clocks on 20 minutes per station. He probably also set the sprinklers to run daily. Challenge excessive consumption. Plants don't need excessive irrigation. Put your system back into the manual mode and then jockey with each station to be sure that all of your plants dry out at the same rate. Some of the stations with spray heads may only run a few minutes. Others with impact heads may need 5 or 10 times as much time. And you can also get a smart controller, and that is the best thing you can do because it monitors the situation. It has a computer mechanism built into it. We don't maintain our sprinkler systems in good repair. Most importantly, look for broken or missing heads. One missing head will waste huge amounts of water each time the system runs. Heads are always getting out of alignment. You can usually see some form of marking showing where each head should be aimed. You want to aim it in the correct direction. We fail to pre-water. If we have heavy clay soil, we need to get it moist to start with, otherwise it will repel the water. These are just a few of the ways that we abuse water. There are plenty of others. Unusual troubles of the late summer in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. The sports update is brought to you by Atkinson Toyota and Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. Texas A&M University has secured the rights to 12man.com as part of the institution's ongoing aggressive protection of its valued 12-man trademark. Of course, the 12-man tradition began in 1922 when student E. King Gill stood on the sidelines ready to enter the Dixie Classic, and Texas A&M has maintained federal registration in the 12-man trademark since 1990. University officials reached an agreement with the web domain's previous owner, Mr. R. Eric Arnold of Knoxville, Tennessee, for the transfer ownership of 12man.com to the university effective June 30th, 2014. Terms of the agreement were not disclosed. Texas A&M men's basketball junior Alex Caruso is getting set to join current and former collegiate basketball players from across the U.S. on a 2-week competitive tour of the Philippines. The group is one of 11 athletes in action international touring basketball teams this summer. The team will gather in Dayton, Ohio on July 18th for a 5-day training camp before heading overseas on July 23rd. We'll play 8 games over a 12-day span before returning to the States on August 5th. In addition to playing hoops, the team is slated to visit a children's hospital and orphanage, as well as provide gifts of shoes, sports equipment, medical supplies, games, and food to the needy. Some bad news, by the way, out of Lubbock, Texas. Texas Tech University officials say an All-American junior college baseball player who later competed for Tech drowned while swimming with family over the holiday weekend. Tech says Elliot Rishu died Friday at Lake Conroe. Authorities say he had jumped from a dock before slipping below the water. His body was found about 30 minutes later. The Baylor women's basketball team is getting a veteran transfer. Alexis Jones, who started every game she played at Duke the past two seasons, is set to join the Lady Bears in the upcoming year. Baylor says Jones has signed a financial aid agreement to attend the Big 12 school. She tore the ACL in her left knee in February and missed Duke's last seven games. The Astros and Rangers met last night for a Lone Star Showdown in Arlington.
Here's the pitch. Hit high in the air, right center field, going back, right center, and that ball is gone! John Singleton, three-run home run!
Singleton and the Astros offense went off, by the way, scoring six runs in the second inning en route to a 12-7 win. The victory snapped a seven-game skid for the Stros, while the Rangers and skipper Ryan Washington have now dropped eight of their last nine.
I mean, 2 days in a row, we behind right away. They never stopped fighting. I mean, they put seven on the board tonight. I mean, that should be good enough to win a ball game, but, you know, they put 12, they had 18 hits, and just couldn't stop them.
Game two of the series is set for tonight at 7:05 with coverage on the Zone HD 95.1-3. Now, sticking with Texas hardball, the Rangers have sent struggling rookie outfielder Michael Choice to AAA Round Rock. Choice was demoted, and infielder Donnie Murphy was designated for assignment yesterday. The Rangers brought up right-handed reliever Roman Mendez and outfielder Jake Smolinski. Over the past few days, the Houston Rockets have shown a lot of interest in bringing free agent Chris Bosh to H-Town, and it seems the feeling may be mutual. Here's ESPN's NBA analyst Chris Broussard.
Well, they're offering him a max contract, 4 years, $96 million. Basically the same deal they offered Carmelo Anthony, but they feel like they're pretty much out of the Melo sweepstakes. They'd have to trade Jeremy Lin, maybe a few other minor parts to get the room, but they could do that in short order. And Chris Bosh is now seriously considering it. His first plan has always been to play with LeBron in Miami, but the fact that he's really looking at this now makes you wonder.
Since opting out of the final 2 years of his deal, which is worth $42 million with the Miami Heat, Bosch had planned to see what James decided to do before making his choice. Germany coach Joachim Löw is worried about Brazil's brutal tackling in recent games and has appealed to the referee of their World Cup semifinal to be on the lookout for such tactics. Germany and Brazil play this afternoon at 3, with the winner advancing on Sunday's World Cup final against the Netherlands-Argentina winner. A federal judge has granted preliminary approval to a landmark deal that would compensate thousands of former NFL players for concussion-related claims. The ruling by U.S. District Judge Anita Brody in Philadelphia came about 2 weeks after the NFL agreed to remove a $675 million cap on damages. And the TCL All-Star Game is set for tonight at Cellucor Field in Bryan. The defending league champion Brazos Valley Bombers are sending 11 players to the game, including two Aggies, and Coach Kurt Dixon will manage the North team. The action kicks off at 6 with a home run derby, followed by an autograph signing and a 7:05 first pitch. Coverage for the game begins at 6:45 on our sister station, Sports Radio 1150 The Zone. And this has been your morning sports update brought to you by Atkinson Toyota on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
Premium chocolates and pastries made in the heart of downtown Bryan. Come experience the Chocolate Gallery.
Indulge in edible works of art like designer cupcakes and cookies, handmade chocolate truffles, bars, and bonbons.
And for a perfect summer treat, cool off with a cup or cone of handmade Italian gelato or dairy-free sorbet.
The Chocolate Gallery freshly prepares different flavors all the time, so find your favorite.
The Chocolate Gallery, featuring Sienna's Cakes, open Tuesday through Saturday at 211 North Main Street in downtown Bryan. Visit bcschocolategallery.com.
Last year, you voted the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum as the best tourist attraction in the Best of the Brazos Valley competition. This year, they need your vote again. Cast your votes online starting June 1st or pick up a ballot at the Bush Library. While you're there, be sure to see the exhibit, Offshore Drilling, The Promise of Discovery, through February 1st, 2015. For more information, go to bushlibrary.tamu.edu. Vote Bush Library in the 2014 Best of the Brazos Valley competition.
I'm David Willey, president of CTWP. I want to thank all of our customers here in the Brazos Valley for the opportunity to be your copier company for over 35 years. As our community has grown, so has our organization's ability to provide the latest in document imaging technology. If you are looking for business equipment dealership that can provide your organization with reliable, cost-effective solutions for your next copier, CTWP is looking for you. Call CTWP today at 779-2998 or visit us at CTWP.com.
Does arthritic joint pain have you watching from the sidelines? My orthopedic solutions team at College Station Medical Center understands you want to get back in the game, and a speedy recovery is just one reason why their patient satisfaction rate is so high. In fact, 100% of College Station Medical Center's joint replacement patients surveyed say they were completely satisfied. For more information, visit csmedcenter.com/most. Data relates to patients treated during the fourth quarter 2013 and surveyed by our independent third-party vendor, HealthStream.
Darlings, dust off your dancing shoes and little black dress for an evening of glamour with the Chamber of Commerce. Dinner, entertainment, and shopping will highlight our Dinner at Tiffany's event. Join us for an elegant affair just for the girls, July 18th at the Hilton.